USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Blizzard conditions continue in parts of the Plain States, including North Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas, while a larger winter storm system continues to dump snow on other areas of the Midwest, from Chicago, Illinois, to just west and north of Kansas City, Missouri. There are winter weather alerts still posted and likely to last through Tuesday. There may be a half a foot of snow in some places. The head of Homeland Security heads back to the border this week. Alejandro Mayorkas says it's time for Congress to act on illegal immigration.
We need more asylum officers and immigration judges so that we can resolve asylum claims quickly.
Monday's visit to Eagle Pass came just before the House Homeland Security Committee plans to hold a hearing about Mayorkas' potential impeachment. Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers are announcing plans to impeach Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin following controversy about his recent hospital admission. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana is planning to introduce articles of impeachment against Austin today. He's facing backlash over a lack of transparency when his hospitalization went unreported to the White House for several days. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Monday.
The number one thing right now is for him. We want to see him get well and back at the Pentagon.
Jean-Pierre said Biden spoke to Austin by phone on Saturday. At least 21 people are hurt following an apparent gas explosion at a downtown hotel in Fort Worth, Texas. The explosion hit Monday, leaving a large hole in the lower portion of the Sandman Signature Fort Worth Hotel. The first commercial space mission to the moon has been cut short. The lunar lander launched this week by Astrobotic Technology would have been the first ever private company equipment to land on the moon, but it experienced a critical malfunction barely a day after launch, leading to a fuel leak and an inability to charge its batteries. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said during a visit to the Middle East over the weekend, it is imperative to ensure all displaced Palestinians in Gaza have the ability to return to their homes.
Palestinian civilians must be able to return home as soon as conditions allow. They cannot. They must not be pressed to leave Gaza.
Blinken has been on an ongoing visit of the region through the early part of this week. He says more than 90% of the region is dealing with food shortages. And he said getting more humanitarian aid into Gaza will be crucial. The chair of the Republican Party of Florida overwhelmingly voted out by party members in the wake of scandal. One GOP state representative in Florida said after Monday's vote, he expects the controversy surrounding Christian Ziegler to affect fundraising.
I think that most people are paying attention to this, so I think a lot of the small donor dollars may be drying up.
The new Republican Party chair in Florida, Evan Power, says he is not concerned about that.
We can build that trust back because we can prove that we were bigger than one person. We moved on as fast and efficiently as we could, and now we're here in a new chapter with a new chairman.
Sales of sugary drinks fell dramatically across five U.S. cities, and it comes after those cities implemented taxes targeting those drinks. And those changes were sustained over time. That's according to a study published Friday in the journal JAMA Health Forum. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.